Hello there. You're just in time to join Gary and Nancy for a new story.
Do you have a story today, Grandpa, about Peter?
You guessed it. How would you like to hear about Peter and two miracles?
Fine.
Peter was serving the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit and was visiting all the believers. When he came to the town of Lydda, he saw a paralyzed man there who had been bedfast for 8 long years. Peter's heart was touched.
Aeneas, Jesus Christ now heals you. Get up.
Then the whole city turned to the Lord when they saw Aeneas walking around. In another city, something else was about to happen. Not far away in Joppa lived a believer named Tabitha, or Dorcas. Now Dorcas was always doing good and kind things for other people, and especially for the poor. One day Dorcas grew sick and died. Her sorrowing friends prepared her for burial, laid her in a bed in an upstairs room, and when they heard that Peter was close by, they sent 2 men to beg him to return with them to Joppa.
Oh, Peter, you've come.
They took him upstairs, where Dorcas lay dead. The room was full of weeping widows, who were showing one another all the coats and other clothing that Dorcas had made for them. And then Peter asked them to all please leave the room, and when he was alone, he knelt and prayed. Then, turning toward the dead woman, Peter said,
Tabitha, get up.
Dorcas opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. And then he called to her friends.
Come in here, all of you. Here is your sister in the Lord.
Then Peter presented her to them alive. This wonderful miracle of God became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord because of it.
God wants to give you a new life that is everlasting. This life is in His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, He who has His Son has life. Do you have Him? You can have this life when you receive Him into your heart. Because we are all dead in sins without Him, Jesus wants to give us a new life. He loves us with an everlasting love. This is why He died on the cross for us and took the punishment for our sins. Greater love has no man than this. Do you want to be forgiven and cleansed and become a child of God? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come into the Father but by me. If you don't have this life, ask Jesus into your heart and receive God's gift of everlasting life today.